Hey everyone, welcome back to the Origine podcast. I'm Jamie.
And I'm Alex. Today we've got something really fascinating to dig into.
We're talking about a brand new study published in Nature Metabolism that, honestly, it's kind of a game changer for understanding liver disease.
Yeah, and specifically MASH. That's metabolic dysfunction associated steatohepatitis. Used to be called NASH.
Right, so MASH is basically what? It's when your liver gets fatty, inflamed, and starts developing scar tissue, which is the fibrosis part. And that fibrosis, that's the really dangerous bit.
Exactly. And here's the thing. MASH is becoming the leading cause of liver disease, but we don't have great treatments, especially for the fibrosis.
So this study, they found this totally unexpected pathway involving a protein called caspase 8. Now, caspase 8 is usually known for causing cell death, right?
Right. That's what makes this so interesting. The researchers found that caspase 8 is doing something completely different here. It's not killing cells. It's actually, orchestrating this whole fibrosis process.
Okay, so walk me through this. How did they figure this out?
Well, first they looked at human liver samples and found that caspase 8 levels were way higher in people with MASH compared to healthy livers. Then, they used mouse models.
Multiple mouse models, actually. They used 3 different diet models to really make sure this wasn't just, you know, a fluke.
Exactly, and in all of them, when they deleted caspase 8 specifically from liver cells, just the hepatocytes, the fibrosis went down significantly.
Here's the kicker, and this is wild. Cell death didn't change. The hepatocytes weren't dying any less.
Which completely goes against what you'd expect, right? Because caspase 8's main job is supposed to be triggering apoptosis, cell death.
So they had to figure out, okay, if it's not causing cell death, what is it doing?
And this is where it gets really cool. They discovered that caspase 8 was turning on a protein called meteorin, M-E-T-E-O-R-I-N, which, by the way, had never been linked to liver disease before.
Meteorin? That's such a cool name for a protein. So what does it do?
Well, it turns out meteorin is secreted by the liver cells, and then it goes and activates these cells called hepatic stellate cells, or HSCs. And those are the cells that produce all that scar tissue in fibrosis.
Oh, wow. So it's like caspase 8 is sending out this signal, meteorin, that tells the scar-making cells to get to work?
Exactly. It's this whole communication pathway between different liver cells. And they worked out the whole chain. Caspase 8 activates a transcription factor called YY1, which then turns on the meteorin gene.
And then meteorin goes and activates the stellate cells through, let me get this right, a c-kit STAT3 pathway?
Yep, you got it. They did all these experiments in cells, in mice, even with human liver samples, and it all pointed to the same pathway.
So here's what I think is really important about this. They didn't just describe the problem. They actually tested whether you could fix it, right?
Right. So they did 2 really clever experiments. First, they took mice that had the caspase 8 deleted and added meteorin back, and boom, the fibrosis came back.
That proves meteorin is really the key player here.
Exactly. And then, and this is the really exciting part for potential treatments, they took mice that already had MASH and silenced meteorin in just the liver cells, and the fibrosis actually reversed.
Wait, reversed? Like, got better? Not just stopped getting worse?
Got better. The scar tissue went back down to earlier levels. That's huge, because most of the time with fibrosis, we're just trying to stop it from progressing.
Okay, so why does this matter for actual patients? Like, what's the therapeutic angle here?
Well, there's already technology to silence specific genes in liver cells using something called GalNAc-siRNA. It's being used for other diseases already.
So theoretically, you could use that approach to silence either caspase 8 or meteorin in patients with MASH.
Exactly. And actually, meteorin might be the better target because it's more specific to this pathway. Plus, there was a clinical trial a while back that tried blocking caspase activity with a drug called emricasan.
Oh, and that didn't work, right? I think I remember hearing about that.
Right. It actually made things worse. But that makes sense now, because that drug was blocking the cell death function of caspases, and this study shows that's not what's causing the fibrosis.
So this research is explaining why that trial failed, that's actually really valuable.
Totally. And it's pointing toward a better, more targeted approach. Instead of blocking all caspase activity, you could specifically silence mediarin just in liver cells.
What about side effects? I mean, if you're messing with these fundamental cellular processes,
That's a good question. The nice thing is, in their mouse studies, when they deleted caspase 8 or silenced mediarin in liver cells, they didn't see major problems with other aspects of health. Body weight was normal, blood sugar was normal.
And the liver-specific targeting would help, right? You're not affecting the whole body.
Exactly. But of course, this is still early research. You need a lot more testing before it becomes a treatment for people.
Right. So let's talk about the bigger picture for a second. Why is MASH such a big deal? Why are researchers so focused on this?
Well, MASH is becoming incredibly common because it's linked to obesity and metabolic syndrome. And it's becoming the leading cause of liver transplants in some countries.
And the scary part is, a lot of people don't even know they have it until it's pretty advanced, right?
Yeah, exactly. It can be silent for years. And once you get to the fibrosis stage, that's when you're at risk for cirrhosis, liver failure, even liver cancer.
So having a way to actually reverse fibrosis, not just prevent it, that would be huge for millions of people.
Absolutely. And what I think is really elegant about this study is how they built the case. They started with human data, then used multiple mouse models, then went back to human samples to confirm the pathway.
Yeah, that back and forth between human and mouse studies is so important. It's not just, you know, we found this in mice. Maybe it matters in humans.
Right. They actually showed that caspase 8 and mediarin are elevated in human MASH livers, and they even used human liver cells in their experiments.
So where do you think this research goes next? What are the next steps?
Well, I think there are a few directions. One is figuring out exactly how caspase 8 gets turned on in MASH in the first place. They have some ideas. Maybe it's related to cholesterol accumulation in liver cells. But that needs more work.
And presumably, they'll want to test this in more advanced models, maybe even primates, before thinking about human trials.
Yeah, and they'll need to look at long-term effects, different stages of disease, maybe combinations with other treatments. There's a lot to explore.
One thing that struck me about this study is, they found that mediarin had never been linked to liver disease before. Like, at all.
Right? It's mostly been studied in the brain, where it's involved in neuron development. So finding it here as this key player in liver fibrosis, that's completely unexpected.
It makes you wonder what other proteins are out there doing jobs we don't know about yet.
Totally. And that's what makes basic research so important, right? You never know what you're going to find when you really dig into these mechanisms.
Okay. So before we wrap up, if there's one key takeaway from this study, what would you say it is?
I think it's that we've identified a new, targetable pathway for MASH fibrosis that doesn't involve cell death. That's a fundamentally different approach than what's been tried before.
And specifically, mediarin could be a really promising drug target because it's so specific to this pathway.
Exactly. Plus, the technology to silence genes in liver cells already exists, so this could potentially move to clinical testing faster than starting from scratch with a new drug.
Well, this has been fascinating. Thanks for breaking this down with me, Alex.
Always a pleasure, Jamie. For everyone listening, we'll put a link to the full study in the show notes if you want to dive deeper.
And if you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe and share it with anyone who might be interested in liver research or drug development.
We'll catch you next time on the Origine Podcast.
See you then.